أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
I think everyone should be here so that we have gender equality for men and women. This is our fight for our future. Everyone should be here, you know?
But we're here, we're queer, and we're not going away.
Of course, there are many of these groups, many of these pro-LGBT groups that have been sponsoring some of these individuals that have been taking part in the parade, trying to get their message across.
Smaller than the protest that's going on across town, the Black Lives Matter protest, but the message here was clear.
I think everybody agrees here that police brutality has no place in America. So we should be able to protest that, but it isn't a protest. They're burning down cities. What does that do for George Floyd?
Thousands of protesters gathered in Madrid on Friday to march against domestic violence and a series of high-profile rape cases.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nafsiyya Reflections, Unity in Our Voice. Watching TV or going through social media, we seem to be constantly struggling in an inner war. An inner war in what we see and what we hear versus the solutions we know for certain can solve the problems of humanity. We struggle to find contentment when people are suffering while the answers lay in our hands. Some Muslims lost, drifting away from the solutions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, not able to even see them. It's as if someone fogged our vision and we don't seem to realize it. A consistent inner struggle as we watch others fight this dunya alone, oblivious to the solutions to all their problems. Joining groups and movements to find a sense of belonging, or a sense of power, a sense of direction, or pressured into social acceptance. Looking for a way to make sense of the problems we face, not to be judged, to be part of the crowd, to feel a sense of security and strength, of power. Posting, tweeting, looking anywhere for a place to have a voice, to be heard. We rally with others of different faiths, feminists and social justice movements, even LGBTQ, because we think there is a common oppression for all. But we fail to identify the root ideas of these causes that go against our basic Islamic ideals, values, and the solutions to all these problems we face. That goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us. Again, oblivious to the fact that these movements will not provide the serenity we are so in desire of. We justify this compromise for a greater good, convincing ourselves that this correlates with Islam. We see ourselves as large groups with an impact. The question then becomes, what kind of impact are we having on the world? And are we really impacting the world? Seeing ourselves among the vocalists, feeling as if we finally have a voice that others will listen to, that others won't judge, finding common feelings of oppression, we then start to justify our actions. For we are tired of the inner struggle as we fight external pressures, and so we collide two opposite worlds together, two contradictory ideologies searching for similarities to justify our choices, so as to rest from the consistent struggle of inner and external defense, to finally be understood. But how could we be understood today? How could our voices actually be heard and not dubbed when Islam is the opposite of the capitalist system we live under, who takes advantage of the needy? For of course we won't be heard, for there is no one who wants to listen. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. See, the problem is, the state of the ummah is weak. So then obviously our in quotations opinions won't matter and our voices won't be heard. Rather, the noisier the group, the more attention it will get. Therefore, turning heads in the wrong way. Today, the strongest need for us as Muslims is to consider how Islam is an intellectual alternative and a viable alternative, and has the solutions to all our issues and challenges, and is a guidance for all human beings. Muslims can lead the world as well as movements for change, just with Islam. See, in these current systems, we have lost our confidence, as Islam is being relegated to a religion, while some of us fail to see how it can solve the issues we face. Hence, we feel the need to join other movements for change. We may think, as a Muslim, I need to keep raising my voice, but then don't know that Islam has its own method for how to do so, and to actually have an impact, and not just be heard. Ultimately, it is when Muslims have an ideological mentality and only use Islam to solve the problems that we will have strength and clarity. This will lead to us recognizing that it is the Islamic system of governance, the caliphate, the khilafah, on the methodology of the prophethood that leads to the correct unity and voice we need. Issues that arise here and there will not keep occupying our thoughts, and we will not beg for small concessions like others who are victims of the system. Rather, in the unity of the state, will we find true unity in our voice. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.